Right, it's just coming up to 11:30, and you know what 11:30 means? It means I've got a guest in the studio. So I'm very pleased to have, all the way from Hemel Hempstead, who's travelled down, is singer-songwriter, and it's Neil Stanton. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
You finally managed to get here.
I did. Actually, the M25 was very kind to me, so I can confirm from the travel news, the M25's all right.
M25, not too bad today.
Yes.
When did you first pick up the guitar? How old were you?
I was 18 when I first picked up a guitar. That was quite a long time ago. I played bass for a long time. So I played in bands in the 90s. And I played in a particular band called Wicca throughout the 90s and played a lot of venues in London. So we played the Mean Fiddler, we played the Subterranean, we played the Garage, places like that. And we were very successful. I was very happy there. It was great. Never quite happened. That was just playing bass and a bit of harmonica. And then I then got married. I proposed to my wife and she said yes. That was really good. And then sort of things stopped. I sort of took myself away from music for a while. And it's only the last 3 years, really, that I picked up an acoustic guitar and started playing again.
Yeah. And do you feel more relaxed? I mean, a lot of musicians, it's the same thing that happens. You start off because you've got so much free time when you're younger and everything evolves around music. And as you get older, you've obviously get mortgages and jobs and things get in the way and partners. And then you take a bit of a break. And does it feel better coming back this time? You've got a different attitude or?
Absolutely. When I was in my 20s and playing bass, then I wanted to make it big. I wanted it to be a career. Now I don't need this to be a career. I've got other things going on. It's something I do as much for enjoyment than anything else. So yeah, the pressure's off. I get out of it wherever I want to get out of it, and yeah, there's no pressure to make it big.
And did you have anyone musical in the family when you were growing up that you kind of took inspiration from?
Both my siblings, my brother and my sister, are both a little bit musical and gone through their phases of being musical. So my sister played in bands after school. So she was musical through school and she was musical just after school, and she used to play saxophone and flute and things like that. And my brother later on also got very much into electronic music and producing music and things like that. So yeah, I had some influence there. I think historically there's a little bit of music peppered through the through the Stantons in history, but not a huge amount.
Now, describe your sound.
I'd rather people drew their own conclusions. So it's very difficult because I'm an acoustic artist and solo artist. People sort of say, "Oh, what sort of style are you?" And it's really difficult to say. Well, you tend to end up being pigeonholed into folk, roots, blues, things like that. And certainly, there's a lot of folk and blues in what I play. Particularly in the, I suppose the two songs I'm going to play live today, one is quite folky and one is quite bluesy. So there's a lot of that, but I play the occasional cover, and I do like covering songs from different genres. And once you strip them down, it doesn't really matter where they came from. You can play a heavy metal song on an acoustic, in an acoustic arrangement, and it can sound quite folky at times.
Now, what's the first song you're going to play for us? And tell us how this one came about.
This is a song called My Love. It's a song that came about because I try to experiment with textures and different sounds on a guitar, because when I started playing acoustic guitar, I was just basically strumming and hitting the guitar as much as I can and just had one single sound. And then I've experimented with different methods and different systems, and I use a partial capo on this one to give a bit more of a twangly sound. As far as where the song came from, it really came from a quite bad period in my life where someone very close to me wasn't well, and you're stuck in a place where you sort of think, what would I do without this person? And that's really where it came from. So unfortunately, like lots of my music is quite miserable.
And what's it called?
This is called My Love.
my love, don't fly, my love, 'cause I don't know what I'd do if I can't lean on you. Oh no, I don't know what I'd do if I can't.
Don't know what I'd do if I can't.